You want light at night, a charged phone, and a small screen that turns on every time. You want it without a huge bill or risky work. This guide walks you through a starter off-grid system you can build with care and a steady hand. You will size it to your real life, buy safe parts once, and set it up without guesswork. You will read numbers out loud, mark every cable, and use a meter before every touch. Each chapter holds one slice of work. No overlap. No rush. You start with a load sheet and a rule about dead circuits. You end with a neat box, solid labels, and a log that helps during winter. The goal is simple. Run essentials, stay safe, and grow later without ripping out what you built today. Chapter 1, Power Goals and Safe Plan. Hook, one line, the job and the win. Pick what you will power, write the numbers, and set a safety rule before any tool comes out. Scope. This chapter helps you define daily power needs for a small off-grid system for home or shed. It fits LED lights, a phone, a laptop, a Wi-Fi router, and a small television. It does not cover grid tie or whole home backup. Safety. Wear eye protection and gloves during site checks. Keep a dry powder fire extinguisher within reach. Work in daylight with clear floors and no trip hazards. Cut power before any test or touch. Do not work on a live circuit. Follow local code and any permit steps before install day. Tools and materials. Notebook, pencil, and a simple calculator. Plug in energy meter for wall loads. Clamp meter with DC and AC current. Digital multimeter. Tape measure. Compass or phone compass for azimuth. Sun path printout from your area. Masking tape and index cards for labels. Setup. Pick a table near the future system location. Lay out the notebook, meters, and labels. Make a load sheet with four columns, device, watts, hours per day, what hours per day. Add a second page for sun hours and notes on shade. Write a bold line at the top, no live work. Steps. List target devices. Start with LED lights, phone charger, laptop, Wi-Fi router, and small television. Read each device what rating. Use the nameplate or the plug-in meter. If the load varies, log a low and a high number. Estimate use per day. Write hours per day for each device. Use real habits, not hopes. Multiply watts by hours to get daily watt hours. Write totals per device, and then a grand total. Add 10% for inverter losses and wire losses at this stage. This creates a modest buffer. Find average sun hours for your site. Use a reputable chart for your region. Log summer and winter numbers. Note shade risks. At noon, stand where panels might go. Hold a stick upright and watch shadows for a few minutes. Log any nearby trees or vents. Call the local office for code guidance. Ask about small off-grid installs and any permit steps. Write names and notes. Write a one-line safety oath. Example line, power off before touch, meter check before touch, label before close. Verify. Add daily watt hours per device and confirm the grand total matches your math. Read the sun hours figure twice. Circle the winter number. Confirm the safety oath is signed and visible at the work table. Place the fire extinguisher within one arm reach. Common fails. Overstating sun hours. Fix by using the winter average for your region. Guessing device watts. Fix by measuring with the plug-in meter. Forgetting inverter losses. Fix by adding a 10% buffer at this stage. Document. Take photos of the load sheet, sun hour note, and the signed oath. Save a shot of the clear floor and extinguisher. File these in a project folder with the date and your location. Recap. You wrote real loads in watt hours per day. You logged sun hours with a winter focus. You set a rule for dead circuits and signed it. Chapter 2, Right Size Design. Hook, one line, the job and the win. Do the math once so your system runs through a short winter day. Scope. You will turn your load sheet into real sizes for battery, panels, inverter, and charge controller. This is for a small off-grid starter system. It is not for grid tie or whole home backup. Safety. All work is on paper. No live circuits. Follow local code. Do not buy gear until the numbers pass the winter check. Setup. Open your load sheet from Chapter 1. Put the grand total of daily watt hours at the top. Write the average winter sun hours for your site under it. Draw four boxes on the page and label them battery, panels, inverter, controller. Steps. Pick system voltage. If your inverter need is 600 watts or less and wire runs are short, choose 12 volts. If you plan longer runs or a bigger array later, choose 24 volts. Stay consistent across the design. Size the battery in amp hours. Divide daily watt hours by system voltage. That gives charging amp hours per day. Divide by usable fraction. For LiFePO4, use 80% usable. Add 20% buffer. Round up to the next common size. Speak the final number out loud. Size the solar array in watts. Divide daily watt hours by winter sun hours. Add a loss factor of 25% for heat, dust, and angles. Round up. That is your target array watts. Choose panel count. Divide target array watts by a common panel size, such as 100 watts. Round up to a whole number of panels. Note if the final number suggests a future pair add-on, for example 4 now, 6 later. Size the inverter. Add the watts of the loads you will run at the same time. Add 25% headroom. If you have a device with a motor or compressor, plan surge at roughly 2 times that device's running watts. Pick the continuous rating to cover the plan and the surge rating to cover the start. Size the charge controller. Divide target array watts by system voltage to get charging amps. Add 25% headroom. Choose the next higher controller rating. For this scale, that often lands near 20 amps or 30 amps. Winter check. Multiply target array watts by winter sun hours. Then take 75% of that result. Confirm this number meets or exceeds your daily watt hours plus 10%. If it does not, increase the array or lower planned loads. Verify. Read each final number twice. Battery amp hours match the chosen voltage. Panel count matches the array watts. Inverter continuous rating covers the simultaneous loads with headroom. Surge looks honest for any motor. Controller amps meet or exceed the headroom target. Write design passes winter check or adjust needed at the bottom. Common fails. Using summer sun hours. Fix it by using the winter value only. Skipping losses. Fix it by adding 25% to array watts. Forgetting surge. Fix it by checking each device that starts with a motor or compressor. Mismatched voltage. Fix it by keeping battery, controller, and inverter on the same system voltage. Document. Date the page. Photograph the 4 boxes with the final numbers. Save the file as Solar Design Version 1. Add 1 more photo with the winter check math circled. Recap. You locked a system voltage and stayed consistent. You sized battery, panels, inverter, and controller with headroom. Your numbers survive a short winter day. Chapter 3, Parts and Budget. Hook, one line, the job and the win. Buy once, buy safe, and stay on budget with a clear parts list. Scope. You will build a bill of materials for a small off-grid system. This covers panels, battery, charge controller, inverter, protection, wire, connectors, grounding, and a simple rack. No sizing math here. No wiring steps. Safety. Pick only parts with clear ratings for direct current. Look for listings that meet your local code. Plan a labeled disconnect on the battery side and the array side. Do not mix copper and aluminum on the same lug. Protect every live run with a fuse or a breaker. Tools and materials. Use your design notes from Chapter 2. Keep a notebook and a highlighter. You will list each part, the quantity, the rating, and the budget tier. Setup. Make 3 columns. Write bare bones, standard, and grow ready. Bare bones keeps costs low and still meets safety. Standard balances price and durability. Grow ready costs more and leaves room to expand. Steps. Solar panels. Bare bones. 100 watt panels with basic frames for pieces. Standard. 150 watt panels for pieces. Grow ready. 200 watt panels for pieces with space for 2 more later. Note the VOC and ISC from the label. Write them into your file. Battery, LiFePO4 with BMS. Bare bones, 12 volts, 100 amp hours, internal BMS. Standard, 12 volts, 105 amp hours, low temperature cut. Grow ready, 12 volts, 150 amp hours, low temp cut, external port for data. Select a case with solid handles and posts that accept proper lugs. Charge controller, MPPT. Bare bones, 20 amp rating at 12 volts, MPPT. Standard, 30 amp rating with reserved headroom. Grow ready, 40 amp rating and a clear display or data port. Confirm the array voltage limit in volts DC. Write it down. Inverter, pure sine. Bare bones, 600 watts continuous with a simple on and off switch. Standard, 1000 watts continuous with low idle draw. Grow ready, 1,500 watts continuous with remote switch. All choices should show surge ratings, overcurrent protection, and disconnects. Array side, touch safe fuses in a small combiner or a DC breaker rated for 150 volts DC or higher. Battery side, main DC fuse near the battery. Use an ANL or Class T holder with a clear cover. Inverter DC feed, separate fuse sized for the inverter cable. Add a DC rated disconnect you can lock for service. Wire and cable. Panel runs, 10 AWG sunlight resistant PV wire. After the first mention, call it 10 gauge. Battery cables, 2 gauge or 4 gauge fine strand copper with lugs. Heat shrink each lug. Controller to battery. Match the controller current and distance. Many builds use 6 gauge. AC side, 12 gauge copper for a single outlet run. Keep a spool of labeled wire markers, connectors, and lugs. PV side uses MC4 connectors and matching branch pairs if needed. Use tinned copper lugs for battery and inverter cables. Add adhesive heat shrink and cable boots in red and black. Grounding and bonding. Ground rod 8 feet with clamp. Ground wire 6 gauge bare copper for the rod. Bond the array frame, the rack, and the inverter chassis to the grounding point. Add a small label at the rod that reads system ground. Rack and mounting. Ground rack bare bones. Simple steel or aluminum tilt legs that set fixed angle. Standard, rail system with adjustable tilt. Roof option, flashed feet, rails, mid clamps, end clamps, and ceiling hardware. Add stainless bolts, lock washers, and anti-seize compound. Small parts that save the day. Cable glands for weatherproof entries. Conduit for exposed runs. Strain relief clips and PV wire clips. Labels for disconnects, polarity, and hazard notices. Verify. Check that every conductor in your future build has a matching fuse or breaker. Confirm that DC parts show DC ratings. Read the charge controller voltage limit twice. Read the ground wire size twice. Place a star by any grow-ready items you choose now. Common fails. Buying an inverter with modified sign. Fix it by choosing pure sign. Skipping covers on live fuses. Fix it by using enclosed holders. Mixing wire gauges on the same run. Fix it by matching size end to end. No path to ground. Fix it with a rod, a clamp, and a single continuous ground wire. Document. Photograph labels, ratings, and serial numbers before install day. Save copies of spec sheets for the controller and inverter. Keep receipts in the same folder as your design. Note return windows by date in plain words. Recap. You built a safe parts list in 3 budget tiers. Every run has a fuse, a breaker, or a clear disconnect. Your choices leave room to grow without rework. Chapter 4, Sight and Mount. Hook 1 line, the job and the win. Pick the best spot, set the angle, and mark clean holes so the rack stays put and the roof stays dry. Scope. You will choose a sight and lay out a simple ground rack or a basic roof rack. You will read the sun path, check shade, set tilt and direction, and mark safe drilling lines. No wiring in this chapter. No controller setup. Safety. Wear eye protection and gloves. For roof work, use fall protection with a secure anchor. Work in dry weather with steady footing. Keep ladders tied off and 3 points of contact. Follow local code for roof access paths and clearances. Stop if wind picks up or surfaces are wet. Tools and materials. Tape measure. Chalk line. Pencil. Speed square. Compass or phone compass set to true directions. Short stick for shade checks. Stud finder for roof rafters. Drill and bits. Sealant approved for roofing. Flashing plates and rails for roof, or tilt legs and rails for ground. Stainless fasteners with lock washers. Level. Wrench set. Torque wrench if your rack lists a torque value. Setup. Stand where the array might go. Face the compass to find true south if you live in the northern half of the world. Face true north if you live in the southern half. Lay the rails and hardware on the ground so you can see the spans. If you plan a roof rack, find 2 or more rafters with the stud finder and mark them with short pencil ticks under the shingle edge. Steps. Read the sun and shade. At noon, hold a stick straight up where the array will sit. Watch the shadow. Note any tree or chimney that cuts across the stick. Walk the area in the morning and in the late afternoon if you can. Circle the cleanest zone in your notebook. Choose tilt and direction. Aim the array toward true south in the northern half of the world. Aim toward true north in the southern half. Set fixed tilt near your local latitude. For stronger winter output, increase tilt by about 15 degrees. For stronger summer output, reduce tilt by about 15 degrees. Pick ground or roof. If you have safe space and want easy cleaning, choose a ground rack. If ground is tight and the roof has strong sun and good structure, choose a roof rack. Ground racks need anchors that resist wind. Roof racks need flashed feet that keep water out. Lay out a ground rack. Place the front and rear feet on the soil in two straight lines. Use the tape to set equal spacing. Snap a chalk line for each row. Check level across the feet with shims as needed. Set the tilt legs so the top rail sits at your target angle. Mark each anchor point for posts or concrete. Keep a clear aisle for walking and for mowing. Mark roof rails to rafters. On the roof, locate rafters with the stud finder across the span where rails will sit. Probe with a small pilot hole at one mark to confirm wood, not just sheathing. Snap two chalk lines over rafters to match your rail spacing. Keep required fire access paths per local code along ridges and edges. Set flashing in feet. Lift the lower shingle tab. Slide the flashing so the upper half sits under the shingle and the lower half shows. Pre-drill the rafter through the foot hole. Fill the hole with roof sealant. Drive the lag screw into the rafter through the foot and flashing. Seat the hardware snug and level. Wipe any squeeze out clean. Place rails and clamp points. Bolt the rails to the feet. Keep rails in the same plane with a level. Measure end to end to keep them parallel. Mark mid-clamp and end-clamp locations with pencil ticks to match your panel width. Leave a small uniform gap between panels for heat and clamps. Wind and uplift check. Tighten all hardware to the torque in your rack guide if given. On ground racks, add diagonal bracing if listed. On roof racks, confirm every foot hits a rafter. Add extra feet if spans are long. Note exposure to storms. Plan to recheck fasteners after the first hard wind. Verify. Stand 10 steps back and sight along the rails. They should be straight and level. Pull a tape from corner to corner to confirm the rack is square. Tug each foot by hand. No movement. Check that roof feet sit under shingles with clean flashing and sealed lag points. Confirm tilt matches your target within a small margin. Common fails. Aiming by magnetic north. Fix it by setting the compass to true directions. Missing the rafter. Fix it by probing with a small pilot hole before driving the lag screw. Skipping flashing. Fix it by using proper flashing under the shingle and sealing the hole. No wind plan. Fix it by adding anchors or bracing listed for your rack and site exposure. Document. Photograph the shade check at noon. Take photos of the chalk lines, the confirmed rafter pilot, each flashed foot, and the finished rails. On ground racks, photo the anchors and any concrete footings before backfill. Log tilt, azimuth, and the date. Keep these photos for inspectors and for warranty. Recap. You read the sun and picked the cleanest zone. You set direction and tilt and marked clean, safe holes. Your rack sits straight, sealed, and ready for panels. Chapter 5, DC Side Build. Hook, one line, the job and the win. Build a clean, safe DC path with fuses, clear labels, and every disconnect open. Scope. You will wire the solar strings, the combiner, the home run, the charge controller leads, and the battery cables. You will set strain relief, polarity, and torque. You will leave all fuses out and all disconnects open. No AC wiring. No load tests. Safety. Wear eye protection and gloves. Keep metal tools off battery tops. Use insulated handles. Do not short battery posts. Do not make connectors unless you have checked polarity with a meter. Work with the main battery fuse removed and the array fuses pulled. Follow local code. Tools and materials. MC4 connectors and keys. 10 AWG PV wire for array runs. 6 to 4 AWG for controller to battery as your design requires. 2 to 4 AWG fine strand for battery to inverter later. Class T or ANL fuse and covered holder for the battery main. Touch safe string fuses or DC breakers in a small combiner. DC disconnects for array and battery. Adhesive heat shrink. Tinned copper lugs. Cable boots in red and black. Labels. Zip clips for rails. Bushings and glands. Conduit for the home run. Multimeter that reads DC volts. Torque wrench that reads inch pounds. Setup. Mount the combiner near the array or at the power wall as your layout allows. Leave the string fuse holders empty. Mount the DC battery disconnect and the main battery fuse holder near the battery location. Mount the charge controller on a flat, non-combustible surface with the clearances in its guide. Keep a printed sheet with your expected string VOC and the wire sizes you chose in Chapter 2. Steps: build the strings at the rack. For series, connect panel positive to the next panel negative until one free positive and one free negative remain. For parallel, use MC4 branch pairs so all positives meet and all negatives meet. Clip wires to the rails every 1 to 2 feet. Leave a drip loop below the combiner or junction point. Land strings in the combiner. Bring each string positive into a fuse holder and each string negative into the negative bus. Tighten to the listed torque. Read the value twice. Torque to the value. Example callout you might see is 35 inch pounds. Repeat. 35 inch pounds. Leave all string fuses out. Pull the home run. Run conduit from the combiner to the power wall. Pull red for positive and black for negative in 10 gauge PV wire for this scale. Add a green equipment grounding conductor sized per code. Use bushings at entries. Label both ends before you close anything. Terminate the home run at the controller side. Land the positive on the controller PV positive and the negative on the controller PV negative. Do not land the battery yet. Keep the controller PV input covered if it has a cover. Leave the array DC disconnect open at the combiner. Make the battery cables. Measure twice. Cut the fine strand cable. Strip clean. Crimp tinned copper lugs with a matched die. Pull test each crimp. Slide adhesive heat shrink and shrink it. Fit red and black boots. Label the cable ends for battery and for inverter side. Place and clear the battery. Set the Leaf AP04 battery on a flat surface with a few inches of space on all sides for airflow. Keep it upright. Keep nothing metal above it. Install the main battery fuse holder within 1 foot of the positive post. Leave the fuse out. Install the lockable DC battery disconnect after the fuse holder. Leave it open. Land the controller battery leads. From the battery disconnect output, run the positive to the controller battery positive. Run the negative from the battery negative to the controller battery negative. Tighten to spec. Do not insert the main battery fuse yet. Do not close the disconnect. Coil and cap the free inverter DC cables for Chapter 6. Polarity and strain checks. With the array still open and the battery fuse still out, meter each free string at the combiner input in daylight. You should read open circuit voltage near your expected VOC per string within about 10%. Mark the reading and date. Meter the home run at the controller PV terminals to confirm the same polarity you labeled. Tug every cable, clip any slack, and add abrasion guards where a cable meets metal. Verify. Every positive is red and every negative is black. Every lug is tight to the listed torque. All labels read from source to load. String fuses are out. The array DC disconnect is open. The main battery fuse is out. The battery DC disconnect is open. The controller shows no power because the battery is not yet connected through a fuse. Your meter notes list VOC per string with a date. Common fails. Crossed MC4 leads. Fix it by metering red to black at each free string before landing in the combiner. Loose lugs. Fix it by using the correct die, a pull test, and a torque wrench. No disconnect near the battery. Fix it by installing a lockable switch between the fuse holder and the controller feed. No strain relief. Fix it by clipping every 1 to 2 feet and adding drip loops. Document. Photo each string connection. Photo the empty fuse holders. Photo the battery area showing the fuse removed and the disconnect open. Photo each torque reading or note it in your log with the date. Save one photo of the VOC meter screen at the combiner. Recap. Strings are built, labeled, and fused at the combiner with fuses pulled. Home run lands at the controller with polarity confirmed. Battery cables are crimped, covered, and routed to a locked open disconnect with the main fuse out. Exit line. Red cover on and every disconnect open. Chapter 6. Inverter, grounding, first power. Hook, one line. The job and the win. Turn stored DC into clean AC with a safe bond and a quiet first power-up. Scope. You will place the inverter, set grounding and bonding, program the controller for Leaf AP04, and bring the system live in a safe order. You will add one protected AC outlet or a small subpanel. No cleaning plan. No upgrades. Safety. Wear eye protection and gloves. Keep metal tools off battery tops. Energize in this order only. Battery to controller first. Array to controller second. Inverter last. Work with fuses out and disconnects open until the step calls them in. Follow local code. Tools and materials. Inverter with mounting hardware. DC fuse and holder sized for the inverter feed. Lockable DC disconnect for the inverter. 12-gauge copper cable for a single AC outlet or a small subpanel. 15-amp AC breaker. GFCI outlet if you use a single receptacle. 6-gauge bare copper for the ground rod. Lugs, labels, torque wrench, digital multimeter. Setup. Mount the inverter on a flat surface with clear air space on all sides. Aim for at least 6 inches top and bottom, and 4 inches on each side. Keep it close to the battery to shorten the DC cable. Leave a straight path to the grounding point. Steps. Plan the bond and ground. Drive the ground rod if not done. Run 6-gauge bare copper from the rod to a common grounding point at the power wall. Bond the array frame, the rack, the controller case, and the inverter chassis to this point. Tighten clamps to spec. Mount the inverter DC protection. Install the lockable DC disconnect and the inverter DC fuse holder near the battery side. Leave the fuse out. Leave the disconnect open. Wake the controller on battery. Insert the main battery fuse. Close the battery DC disconnect. The controller should power up on battery only. Select the LeafAP04 profile. If you must set values, use absorption near 14.2 to 14.4 volts. Use float near 13.4 to 13.6 volts. Save the settings. Bring in the array. Insert string fuses one at a time at the combiner. Close the array DC disconnect. The controller should show battery voltage, array voltage, and a charging current. Record the charging amps at midday if possible. Land inverter DC cables. Keep the inverter switch off. Crimp and land the positive through the inverter DC fuse holder to the inverter positive post. Land the negative to the inverter negative post. Torque to the listed value. Example. 35 inch pounds. Repeat. 35 inch pounds. Cover the posts. Insert the inverter DC fuse. Close the inverter DC disconnect. Wire the AC side. For a single circuit, run 12-gauge copper from the inverter AC output to a GFCI outlet in a metal box. Bond the box to ground. For a small subpanel, land hot and neutral to a 15-amp breaker and neutral bar is allowed. Keep one neutral to ground bond in the system only, placed where your local code allows. Label the outlet or panel as inverter supplied. First power on. Turn the inverter on. Meter the outlet. Target reading is 120 volts AC. Frequency should read near 60 Hz. Idle draw should be small and steady. Note the value in amps on the DC side. Load test in stages. Plug in one LED lamp. Then add the router. Then add the laptop. Watch the inverter display and listen. No alarms. No heat at cables. Let it run for 10 minutes. Remove loads in reverse order. Verify. Battery voltage reads near 13 volts at rest. Controller shows charge current with the array online. Inverter DC fuse and disconnect are labeled and closed. AC outlet reads 120 volts AC and near 60 Hz. Grounding conductors are continuous from rack and chassis to the rod. No warm lugs. No loose labels. Common fails. Wrong energize order. Fix it by battery to controller first, array second, inverter last. Missing neutral to ground plan. Fix it by placing a single bond at the approved point and removing others. Loose DC posts. Fix it by retorquing to spec and adding covers. No GFCI on a single outlet. Fix it by installing a GFCI receptacle and testing its trip. Document. Photo the ground rod and the bond clamp. Photo the controller screen showing LeafAP04 and charging amps. Photo the inverter DC fuse and the disconnect in the on position. Photo the meter at the outlet reading 120 volts AC. Save all images with today's date. Recap. Battery woke the controller. Array added clean charge. Inverter DC path is fused, labeled, and torqued. AC power reads stable and runs your starter loads. Chapter 7, Verify, Maintain, Upgrade. Hook, one line, the job and the win. Keep output high, catch problems early, and add capacity without tearing work apart. Scope. You will verify performance, set a simple maintenance rhythm, and plan clean upgrades. This covers seasonal tilt notes, cleaning, fastener checks, quick fault fixes, winter care, safe storage, and adding a second battery or two more panels. No new wiring instructions. No layout changes. Safety. Power down before any touch. Open the array disconnect. Open the battery disconnect. Remove the main battery fuse if you will handle battery hardware. Wear eye protection and gloves. Keep metal tools off battery tops. Follow local code. Tools and materials. Soft brush and a bucket of clean water. Hose with a gentle spray. Torque wrench. Digital multimeter. Clamp meter. Small nylon brush. Thread locker made for electrical hardware. Label tape. Notebook for the log. Flashlight. Setup. Make a one-page log with lines for date, noon sun, array watts, battery voltage at rest, charge amps, inverter watts, and notes. Set reminders for a quick monthly check and a deeper check every 3 months. Plan a tilt review twice a year. Steps. Noon performance check. On a clear day near noon, record array watts, battery voltage, and charging amps. Note inverter watts during a normal load. Compare to your winter design number. Right pass or needs attention. Fasteners and torque. Lightly tug rail clamps and electrical lugs. If a maker lists a torque, set the wrench to that number and recheck. Add a tiny drop of thread locker where listed by the maker. Do not over-tighten. Panel cleaning. Rinse cool glass with gentle water. Loosen dirt with a soft brush. Rinse again. Do not use abrasives. Clean in the morning or late day when the glass is cool. Seasonal tilt note. For more winter energy, tilt steeper by about 15 degrees above your latitude. For more summer energy, tilt flatter by about 15 degrees below it. Record your choice and the date. Quick fault fixes. Low output on a clear day. Check for shade, dirty glass, or an open fuse. Reset only after you find the cause. Inverter trips on start. Reduce simultaneous loads. Check surge needs. Warm cable or lug. Power down. Retorque. Replace damaged parts. Controller error code. Read the code, then check array voltage and battery voltage with the meter. Winter care. Brush off snow with a soft tool. Keep vents clear around the battery. Do not charge leaf APO for below freezing. Use the low temperature cut feature if present. Consider a safe warming mat listed for batteries if your space is cold. Safe storage. If you will not use the system for a while, charge the battery to about half. Open disconnects and remove the main fuse. Store in a cool, dry place. Check voltage once a month and top up if it drifts low. Upgrade path. Add a second battery. Choose the same chemistry, voltage, and similar capacity. New and matched is best. Confirm your controller and inverter fusing support the added current. Update labels and your log with the new amp hours. Upgrade path. Add two panels. Confirm the controller voltage and current limits. Keep string math inside those limits. Confirm combiner fuse sizes and rack space. Update labels and your log with the new array watts. Verify. After each check, the controller shows steady charge, cables are cool to the touch, and the inverter holds a stable output. Your log has today's numbers and any action taken. Labels match the current build. Common fails. Cleaning hot glass. Fix it by washing in cool hours. Over-tightening lugs. Fix it by using the correct torque. Ignoring a low-temperature charge warning. Fix it by warming the battery space before charging. Adding mixed batteries. Fix it by using matched units. Document. Photo the array after cleaning. Photo any retorqued lugs and write the value in the log. Photo the controller screen at noon on a clear day. Keep a before and after note for any upgrade with the date and the new ratings. Recap. You set a simple log and a repeatable check. You clean, tighten, and record before problems grow. You add panels or a battery only after limits are confirmed.